感谢主，我们又有一次机会能够聚在主的面前。
Praise the Lord that we have another opportunity to gather before Him.
我们开始的时候先有点祷告。
Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
是你赐给我们这样的恩典和福分。
Because it is you who has blessed us with your grace.
把我们从世界里面分别出来，归给你为圣。
That we have been set apart from this earth to be, to come and praise you.
你把我们放在你基督的身体里面。
And that you have placed us into your body.
那我们可以来服侍你这位永生神。
So that we can serve this eternal God.
愿今天早晨你借着我们来说话。
So this morning, may you truly be the one who is speaking to us.
把那应时的话语。
And that your true words.
把你要对教会来传讲的话语。
The words that you have to speak to your church.
赐给我们。
May you bless us with them.
那你的百姓能够明白你的心意。
So that your people can truly know your heart's will.
那你的百姓能够明白你在幕后时代你要做的工作。
And so that your people can know the work that you want to accomplish in these end times.
这是帮助我们众人都能够预备好。
And so Lord, may you do the preparation work among us.
等候你的回来。
So that we can await your return.
好让你自己的心意得满足。
May your heart be satisfied.
好让你的身体得祝福。
So that your body can be blessed.
我们感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you and praise you in your most precious name.
Amen. 主放在我里面的负担有两个点。
The Lord has placed two points upon my heart.
第一个点是关于主再来的这个紧迫的感觉。
And the first point is about the earnestness of the return of the Lord.
第二个点是关于我们该如何在主面前有好的预备。
And the second point is the preparation work that we need to have before the Lord.
我们先来读一段的圣经。
And so let's read a couple passages.
这是马太福音。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 36
到44节
to 44.
好，我们一起来读。
And so let's read together.
但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。感谢主，弟兄姊妹们对这段经文可能很熟悉。
We praise the Lord that many brothers and sisters, must be familiar with this passage.
过去的几个月几次的圣经的信息也提到马太福音24章25章的内容。
Past couple times that Brother Sun has spoke, he has mentioned Matthew chapter 24 and 25. And so as I was seeking before the Lord, this passage was placed upon my heart by the Lord.
我们现在看第一节，这里说，但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
And so let's look at the verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone.
所以这段经文，这句经文很清楚地告诉我们说，主来的日子没有人知道。
And so this verse clearly tells us that the return of the Lord, no one knows what time that will be.
如果有人告诉你说他知道主什么时候来，那他一定是假先知。
And so if someone tells you that they know when the Lord will return, they must be a false prophet.
但是呢，虽然我们不知道主来的确切的日子，但是我们对于主来这件事情，我们应该是有感觉的。
And so even though we don't know the exact time or date of the return of the Lord, we should still have the sense of His return.
就像我们如果在外面就是散步的时候。
And just like if we're walking outside.
当我们看见天上起了乌云的时候。
And if we see that the sky has some clouds.
我们就知道说要下雨了。
We know that rain is coming.
虽然不是说马上就雨点就掉下来。
And even though that the clouds does not mean that rain will be instant.
但是我们知道说很可能很快就下雨了。
But we know that sooner or later rain will appear.
所以对于一个智慧人来讲的话呢，那时候我们就要做准备，我们要赶快回家。
And so for the wise man, he will do a work of preparation to return home quickly.
或者我们赶快准备避雨的工具。
Or prepare some rain gear.
然后再举另外一个例子来讲的话呢，就比如说我们在一个戏院里面看戏的时候，过去在戏院里面看戏的时候。
And another example is that if we're at the theater watching a show.
我们一般在等的时候，那个幕没有打开。
And as we're waiting for the show to appear, the curtains have not yet opened.
但是我们知道说演员在后台可能在紧张的预备。
But we know that the actors and the props are behind that curtain. They're doing the preparation work.
虽然好像说那个本来预定的演出的时间已经到了。
And when the time of the show is upon them.
但是呢幕还没有拉开。
And but the curtain has not yet opened.
但是我们知道说随时它都可能拉开。
We know that at any given time that these curtains will open.
如果这时候那个剧场的灯光暗了。
And as soon as the lights dim.
我们知道说马上就要开始了。
And we know that the show is about to begin.
我们里面对于主来这件事情有没有这个感觉？
So do we have that feeling within our hearts about the return of the Lord?
我里面的感觉就是这样子，就是感觉主马上就要来了。
And the feeling that I have in my heart is that the Lord is about to appear.
那个幕马上就拉开了。
The curtain is about to be opened.
好，那我们接着往下看第二句。
And so following the next verse.
这里提到说挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
我想借着这段经文，就是我们来看看挪亚的日子怎样。那我们知道说，这个人子降临的时候也要这样子。那再比较说，我们现在这个时代是不是已经是这个样子了？
So I want to take a look at the days of Noah and how they show and how they are similar to the days of the return of the Lord, and I want to compare that to the current times that we are living in to see if it is truly the return of the Lord is near.
也许可以帮助大家能够看见说主来的日子真的是就在眼前了。
And maybe that can help show brothers and sisters that the return of the Lord is just in front of us.
我们要看的这段经文是创世纪六章一到五节。
And so the passage that I want to read is from Genesis chapter 6 verses 1 through 5.
好，我们一起来读。
And let's read together.
当人在世上多起来又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可到120年。那时候有伟人在地上，后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古英武有名的人。耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。大家也是非常熟悉这段经文。
And I trust that brothers and sisters are familiar with this passage as well.
然后呢，就是这段经文的话呢，我们要看大概四个点。
And so through this passage, I have prepared 4 points.
第一点是说，人既属乎血气。
And the first point is that man has become flesh.
我们这里看见说，人从堕落之后，又进一步的堕落，变到一个完全属肉体的人。
And after the fall of Adam, we know that man has become flesh.
这个血气的话呢，在英文里面就是 flesh, 所以翻译成中文的话呢，也就是肉体。
And this translation is flesh.
这肉体的属肉体的人的话，它的特征就是以享受为最高的目的。
And flesh, the ultimate pleasure of flesh is for the self.
活在这个肉体的感官的满足里面。
And when you live in that pleasure, you only care about yourself.
不仅要满足，而且要马上就得满足。
And it's not just satisfying the flesh, but that it is an instant gratification.
不愿意忍耐，也不能忍耐。
And there is no attempt at patience or no want of patience.
不愿意等候，也不能等候。
And they don't want to wait for anything.
往往倾向于通过这种暴力的手段来发表自己的诉求。
And so that they act out in order to attain or achieve their personal goals.
来达到自己的目的。
To achieve their personal goals.
我们看看现在这个时代是不是都是就这个情形。
So we look at today's times, is it very much like this?
在个人的这个表现方面的话呢，可能就是表现为容易发脾气。
And so on a personal level, it's often we get angry.
帮我摔东西啊。
And we throw things.
不考虑后果。
and we don't care about the consequences.
对团体的表现来讲的话呢，它就是表现为暴民运动。
And on a societal level, we see a lot of riots.
然后现实生活中就表现为打呀、砸呀、抢啊。
And there's rioting, there's beating, there's smashing, there's looting.
在虚拟世界，就是互联网上面的表现，就是言语的暴力。
And if we look at the virtual level, we see that there's a violence of words.
把别人的隐私来挖出来，然后把不同政见、不同意见的人给打倒、给斗臭。
That we attack and we bully with our words.
所以这是关于第一点，我们稍微看一下，就是人变成属肉体的人。
And so this is the first point that man has fallen and has become flesh.
成为这个时代的一个特征。
And this is something that has happened in our generation.
这个特征也是挪亚那个时代的特征。
And this is something that is similar to the times of Noah.
然后第二点的话呢，就提到说是在这个第三节里面，这里提到说我的灵就不永远住在他里面。
And the second point that I have is in reference to verse 3 where the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever.
对，中文说不永远住在里面的话，在英文里面说不与他相争。
And in the English translation, it was will not strive with man.
相争就是说就是申辩，然后呢执行审判治理的意思。
And this is in it talks about fighting with and executing judgment and the governance.
简单讲就是说神说我不管他了。
And so in a simple terms, it says that the Lord does not care.
因为我们知道当始祖亚当犯罪堕落之后，人的灵就死了。
And we know that after the fall of Adam, the spirit of man was dead.
我们知道人的灵有三大功用。
And we know that the spirit has three purposes.
有直觉，有交通，有良心。
And there's the fellowship, and there's the intuition.
还有良心。
And there's conscience.
然后呢，当人灵死了之后的话呢，直觉和交通的功用就消失了。
And we know that after the spirit died in man, the fellowship was severed.
就不能与神有交通了。
And so there was no fellowship with God.
不能明白神的心意了。
And they could not understand the heart of God.
不能被神的灵来带领了。
And they could not be led by the Spirit of God.
但是良心的功用的话呢，还剩下一点点。
But there was still this level of conscience.
所以到了挪亚的时代，那个时代就是良心的时代。
And so this became the age of the conscience.
因为那时候律法还没有赐下来。
And at that time, the law was not yet given.
人那个时候没有办法明白神是什么样一位神。
And so man could not understand who God was.
因为保罗告诉我们说，律法是让人知罪的，没有律法，人就不知道何为罪。
And so Paul tells us that without the law, the man does not know sin.
所以那个时候，挪亚时代的人如果犯罪了，那么神的灵就借着良心来责备人。
And so because the law was not yet given, the Spirit of God was working through the conscience in order to convict the sons of man.
借着良心来审判人。
And through the conscience that he would judge them.
使人认识到自己的亏欠。
So that they could know their true condition.
目的是要带人来悔改。
And the purpose was to bring man to repent.
所以在这里我们看见说，如果神的灵不再与人的良心相争的时候，
And so if the Spirit of God was not able to work in this conscience of man,
那这个人就彻底没希望了。
And so we can say that this man is completely hopeless.
那这个时代就彻底没希望了。
And so that time or that generation was hopeless.
我们如果看我们现在这个世代的话呢，
And so when we look at the current condition of our society,
也朝那个趋势去了。
We can see that it is going along that path.
人借着自己的理性把神赶出去。
And that man has used their own thoughts to chase out the Lord.
赶出这个政府。
And to chase out the governance.
赶出学校。
And to chase the Lord out of the schools.
甚至赶出我们的婚姻家庭里面。
And to remove the Lord from the marriage relationship.
这个主耶稣在马太在路加福音18章第8节这里告诉我们。
And so in Luke chapter 18, it tells us.
主耶稣跟我们讲说，我告诉你们，人子来的时候，我指后面半段，就是人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德的吗？
And so the latter half of verse 8, chapter 18 verse 8, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
这个信德的话，就是信心。
And so this is speaking on the faith.
这句话的意思好像主耶稣那时候很伤心很难过，告诉我们一个 观点，就是说当他来的时候，很可能世界上荒凉到一个程度，就是没有人要信耶稣了。
And so the Lord, as he says this, he is speaking with a saddened heart that he is referencing the return, his return, and will he find faith on this earth?
这跟我们自己的观察也是很类似，很一致的。
And so this is like our own condition.
我们最近在传福音的时候，或者最近一段时间传福音的时候，我们发现说福音越来越难传。
And as we have been spreading the gospel lately, we have come to realize that it is harder and harder to spread the gospel.
因为人越来越骄傲。
Because people are more and more proud.
因为最近这个几十年，科技实在是进步非常非常的快。
That over this past couple of years, technology has increased.
非常非常的大。
And that there is leaps and bounds.
以至于人都觉得我不用靠神，为什么要靠神呢？我自己就够了。
And that man has come to have this thought that they can rely upon themselves and they do not need the Lord.
我自己的聪明智慧能够使我过得很好。
And so that they can live their own lives to the fullest.
能够使这个社会变得更好。
And that I can help society.
但这实际上是魔鬼的谎言。
But this is truly the work of the enemy.
是要把我们带，把这个社会，把这个世代带到个地步，就是神说算了，我不跟你争了。
And to bring the work of the enemy is to bring man to this point that the Lord will say that he will no longer strive with man.
然后在这段经文的罗亚。在这个创世纪第六章这段经文里面，还有第三个点。
And so there's another point in this passage concerning the days of Noah.
我们看见有伟人。
The third point is that we see that there are great men.
这个伟人的话，在原文就是 Nephilim.
And in the English translation, it's Nephilim.
就是巨人的意思。
It's giants.
我们这里看见说，这个巨人实际上就是天使和人的女儿生出来的。
And we see that these giants are born from the sons of God or angels, and with the daughters of men.
不是按照神的心意那时候造出来的亚当夏娃然后生出来的后代。
And this was not according to the purpose of Adam and Eve and their sons and daughters.
好像这里有一个新的一个族类，不是神所造的。
And this is something that the Lord had not created.
那我们看我们这个世代。
And we look at our society today.
我们这个时代科技发展到一个程度。
And we see that in the current times, technology has come so far.
我们破解了好像遗传密码。
That we have decoded so much genetics.
对，我们甚至说我们可以编辑来基因。
That we can do some genetic altering.
我们把那有病的基因给除去。
And that with the bad genes we can get rid of.
好像看听起来都是好事情。
And when we think of this, it's these are good things.
但是呢，这个技术已经在人的手中，可以变成，就是说，人可以随心所欲的改变人的基因。
But we can see that humans can alter this genetic code.
甚至能够创造一个新的物种出来。
That we can create something new.
这是一个很可怕的事情。
And this is something that is very scary.
也是非常得罪神的事情。
And this is something that is against the Lord.
我相信说，当人要做那件事情的时候，那么神审判的手就要临到了。
And when man does this, we know that the judgment of the Lord is near.
所以这是基因技术一方面。
And this is one aspect of genetics.
然后另一方面的话是人工智能。
And another thing is AI, artificial intelligence.
现在人工智能的发展的话呢，甚至要把这个机器跟人结合在一起。
And the ultimate purpose of artificial intelligence is to combine man with technology.
这也是另外一个新的族类。
And this is also a new creation.
人甚至幻想说我现在可以自己的创造永生。
And so this is man thinking that they can create something out of nothing.
Eternity.
To last forever.
就是通过基因技术，通过这个人工智能，人好像自己可以达到永生的目的。
So that when man combines with technology, they can live in an immortal life.
所以这是很可怕的一件事情。
And so this is something that is also very scary.
你像一个罪人，一个有罪的人，一个不悔改的人，他如果永永远远活着的话呢，他造成的罪恶会多么的大。
A sinner, one who has no repentance, how evil is that if they can live forever?
所以我相信说，神绝对不会允许这件事情发生。
So I know that the Lord does not allow this to happen.
但是你看见说，科技的发展已经到了这个技术已经成熟的程度。
But we can see that technology has brought us into this state already.
很可能下面一步。就越过去，这个事情就发生了。
And very soon that the next step, these things can happen.
所以就是 这个挪亚的时代的时候。
And just like the days of Noah.
当这个伟人出现的时候。
That when the Nephilim appeared.
当这个伟人那个族类要把神所造那个族类甚至给消灭的时候。
That when the Nephilim were to wipe out the sons of man.
因为你知道那个伟人他是很有力气的。
And we know that these are great men.
他是巨人。
They're giants.
他比人更有力气更强壮甚至更有智慧。
They are stronger and wiser than the sons of man.
就像现在的人工智能产生出来新的人类或者基因编辑产出来新的人类他也是更聪明也是更有 力量也是更能干是胜过我们这普普通通的人的。
That we see that artificial intelligence or those who have been genetically altered are stronger and potentially wiser than the average human.
这些被人造出来的或者是天使和人造出来的这异类是不在救恩这个行列里面的。
And this is not according to the timeline that the Lord has placed before us.
就救恩不是为他们所预备的。
And that the Lord has not prepared these for them.
所以神所能做的就是除灭这个世代。
And so what can the Lord do? He must wipe that out.
然后主耶稣回来。
And so the return of the Lord
带来新天新地。
Has brought about a new earth.
那些圣洁的那些行公义的那些属他的可以在新天新地里面与他一同作王。
And those that are of him, that are his sons and daughters, can live in this new kingdom before him.
那我刚才提到有四点所以最后一点的话呢就是这里提到一句经文就是终日那时的人终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And so, the fourth point is that the enemy's work in our generation is to pervert our thoughts.
大家想想看我们这个世代是不是这样子。
And we can take a second to think about this. Is this like our current condition?
那新闻里面所充满的都是以前闻所未闻、见所未见的那些可怕的那些事情。
The things on the news are all very chaotic.
你可能几十年前你都想不到说人类会做出这样的事情来。
And a couple of years ago, we might not have thought that man could do such a thing.
好，那挪亚的时代就讲到这里。
And so we'll end our topic of speaking on the times of Noah here.
所以大家可能感觉很清楚了，就是我们这个时代就是挪亚这个时代。
And so I hope that this is clear that the current times that we are living are in are very much like the times of Noah.
神那个时候用洪水来审判那个时代。
And that the Lord was able to use the great flood to judge that time.
神也要用火来审判这个时代。
And the Lord will also use fire to judge our time.
来洁净这个时代。
And to cleanse our time.
引进新天新地。
And to bring about this new earth and new kingdom.
所以这个事情很快就会发生了。
And so these things will happen very quickly.
当然我们知道在新天新地来之前在主来之后有一个一千年的国度。
And we know that before the return of the Lord, there is a millennium kingdom.
那是为了奖赏那些爱主为主殉道为主做见证的一些基督徒的。
And to bless those who follow after the Lord and who have been martyred for him.
然后我最后再有一点时间再讲一下我们怎么预备。
And so, following I have some time, I'll share on how we can do the preparation work.
那在主的话这段里面的话呢主提到两点第一点是警醒。
And, the Lord, has given us two points and one is to be vigilant.
警醒的话就是说不要睡觉。
And the meaning of vigilant is to not sleep.
就像守夜的人等候天亮。
And just like the night, the watcher of the night is awaiting dawn.
就你有个职责在这里面。
And so they have this focus.
你就是要看。
And so they are watching.
并且是里面在看。
And internally watching.
里面在摸圣灵的带领。
And they are have the feeling of the spirit.
在圣灵给你这种紧迫的感觉里面你来服侍主你来传福音你把福音传给你的家人。
And that through the leading of the Spirit that we can touch upon the gospel work that he has called us to do.
然后第二点的话呢主讲到预备。
And so the second point is to the preparation work.
那我自己的感觉的话呢我们在生活中怎么预备的有没有什么具体的点
Is there any point that we can prepare ourselves for?
我最近的话呢就是主把弥迦书六章八节这个经文放在我里面。
And so in my own life, the Lord has placed Micah chapter 6 verse 8 upon my heart.
就是六章八节的后半段，就要行公义、好怜悯、全谦卑的心与神同行。
And this the latter half, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
这句话你去好好的思想。
And so I can think, so you can, meditate upon these words.
那在生活中间，在你需要的时候，神会把这句话拿出来帮助你。
That when you need it, you can bring this out and the Lord can help you.
神给我的感觉就是，我们现在呢，要想到那天主耶稣来的时候，有一个基督台前的审判。
That we need to think on that when the Lord returns, that there is that judgment.
我们现在所做的每一件事情，都要放在那个审判的亮光里面来看一看，来照一照。
That everything that we do currently needs to be in the lens of His judgment.
我们现在所做的决定。
That the decisions that we make now.
我们所说的话。
The words that we speak.
在那个亮光里面，我们站得住，站不住。
That can we stand in the light of His judgment?
如果站不住，那我们就不要这么做。
And if we cannot stand in that light, then we cannot do it.
简单的说，我们就不要亏欠人。
And that we should not shortchange others.
我们宁可被亏欠，但也不要亏欠别人。
And that we don't want to be shortchanged, but we also do not want to shortchange others.
这不是靠我们自己，我们自己是做不到的。
And this is not by ourselves. By ourselves, we cannot do this.
一定是靠圣灵的光照。
And this is only by the work of the Spirit.
看主的恩典。
And that through the grace of the Lord.
让我们看见说那一天很快就来了。
That we can see that that day is soon upon us.
你吃亏你也吃不了多久。
And that you cannot regret this because it is soon upon us.
因为主是公义的。
And the Lord is righteous.
那一天他那公义他按照公义来审判我们。
And on that with righteousness that he will judge us on that day.
好感谢主我就将会停在这里。
Praise the Lord that this will end my sharing today.
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Thank our brothers sharing.
我为着我们弟兄的交通我们感谢神。
This morning I have the, I'd like to share from a passage that we are all familiar with.
我想和弟兄姐妹分交通的经文是我们都很熟悉的。
Please turn to, the gospel according to Luke chapter 10.
请打开路加福音第十章。
And then we'll read the verse 38 to 42.
我们要从38节读到42节。
These are this is the story of Martha and Mary. I think everyone are familiar with.
这个经文是讲到马大和玛利亚的故事，我想我们都很熟悉。
And the English group actually just started this last Friday.
事实上我们英文组在读经的内容这刚刚从这里开始，上礼拜五。
Yeah, so I'll read in English and my brother will read in Chinese.
我用英文读一遍，我的弟兄用中文读一遍。
Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
路加福音十章三十八节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大。接他到自己家里，他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚。”已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的。
So I think I'll share, even though we're all familiar with this passage, I have 5 points I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
虽然我们这些经文，这些经文我们都很熟悉，但我今天早晨有五点要和弟兄姊妹交通。
So these are the lessons I think we can learn.
我想这些是我们可以学到的功课。
Actually, the first point is not a lesson, but the first thing I'd like to point out is, both Martha and Mary were sitting at the Lord's feet and listening.
我想第一点可能不是说我们要学的功课，而是我要点出来，就是事实上是马大和玛利亚，他们两个人都是坐在主的脚前。
Because here is a word, also, that's missing in most of the English and Chinese translations.
因为在原文里面实际上有一个字叫做也，这部分是在大部分英文和中文的翻译里面是没有翻出来的。
Yeah, so Brother G. Campbell Morgan says he felt the most right interpretation is that both Martha and Mary were actually sitting and listening to the Lord. But Martha got up because she thought about all the servings that she's going to prepare.
所以 Campbell Morgan 弟兄的解经，他觉得应该这样解释比较正确，就是马大和玛利亚他们两个人都坐在主的脚前听到，但是因为马大想到有些事情要去做，所以他就离开去做那些事。
And so now that comes to the second point. So the scripture tells us that Martha was distracted with much serving, and then her heart became anxious and troubled about many things.
所以我们现在来到第二点，因为经文上圣经上是这样讲说，马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱。
Yeah. So this is an interesting thing because Martha had a good intention.
我想这是很有趣的，因为我们知道马大的心实在是很好的。
She loved the Lord and she welcomed the Lord Jesus to her house.
因为她爱主，她也接主到她自己的家里。
And she wanted to do her best to serve the Lord.
因为她想要尽她所有的来服侍主。
But she became anxious, troubled.And even frustrated in the things that she served.
但是当他伺候服侍的时候呢，他就心里忙乱，他就有点，他就焦虑，他就有点受搅扰。
Yeah, so she lost the peace and the joy in service.
所以他在服侍里面，他失去了这个平安，失去这个喜乐。
Doesn't that happen to us often?
这是不是也常常发生在我们身上呢？
I think we are all very busy, whether for the things, or, duties in our life or for service.
我想我们都实在很忙碌，不论是在我们自己的生活里或者在各样的服事里面。
But why are we anxious and troubled about many things?
但我们为什么思虑烦恼许多事情呢？
There are two possible reasons.
有可能有两个原因。
The one is that we are too ambitious and then we take more work than what we are capable to do.
那有一点有可能是我们的心智太大。我们承担了许多更多的事情是超过我们所能负担的。
And the other possible reason is that we take the things into our own hands.
但另外一个可能的原因是我们做事的时候只是靠自己的力量去做。
The Lord says that His yoke is easy. His burden is light.
因为我们主曾经这样说，他说他的轭是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。
So when we serve Him, when we serve with Him, we shouldn't be anxious and we shouldn't be troubled in our heart.
所以当我们服侍主的时候，我们心里不应当是有这个愁烦的。
But the trouble is that the trouble is with our self life.
但是问题呢，就是在我们这个己生命。
As our brother just shared about the flesh.
好像我们刚才弟兄也交通了我们自己的肉体。
When the flesh rules, when our self is on the throne.
当我们自己的血气来掌权的时候，
then we want the things to go our way, according to our plan, right, meet our expectation.
我们就想要希望凡事都能够照着我们自己的打算，能够照我们的心意去行。
Yeah, and then so things become mine. It's all my work. It's all my goal. It's all my achievement.
所以那就很多事情就变成我们自己的，就比如说我们的工作，我们的期待，我们的愿望。
And we forgot that the Lord is supposed to be the Lord of all things in our life.
那我们就忘记了主应当在我们生命里面的所有事情的做主。
And so now our focus turned away from the Lord, but to the things that we are working on.
所以当我们的焦点从主身上转移到我们所做的事情的时候，
And that's why we become anxious and we got bothered about how things work.
那个时候就是我们开始担心，我们会愁烦说，哎，事情进行的如何。
And we also, it's very easy to have self-pity.
而且很容易的我们就会自怜。
Now why are we so heavy laden? Why don't other people serve as well?
我们就想要说，为什么我重担这么重？为什么没有其他人来一起来服侍
？Why don't my children listen to me？
为什么儿女不听我的话？
Why can't my spouse be more considerate?
为什么我的配偶他不能够更能够体谅我一些？
Yeah, a lot of the self-pity.
很多这些自怜。
So we can see that the trouble is the self. When self is in charge, then we lose our focus.
所以我们看见这个问题的症结就是在于自己。当我们自己掌权的时候，问题就来了。
Yeah, but if our focus is on the Lord,
但是当我们的焦点是在主身上，
then we can let go the things from our own hands.
所以我们就能够把这些我们抓在我们自己手上的事情放掉。
We still do the work, but we know He's in control.
我们仍然在做这些事情，但是我们心里知道是主在掌权。
So the results, the effect is in His hands.
所以我们就知道这事情的结局是在主的手里。
And then so we can have the peace in all our works.
那我们之后就能够在我们各样的工作上就有了平安。
And we can experience that His grace is sufficient for us.
那我们就能够经历主的恩典是够我们使用的。
Now the third point is about Martha's complaint.
第三点我想要交通是马大的抱怨。
She said that, Lord, don't you care?
因为他对主说，主啊，你不在意吗？
So actually the Lord does care.
那事实上我们知道主是在意，主关心我们。
Yeah, we can actually find out that even before because the Lord told her that the Lord already knew that Martha, your heart is troubled and anxious.
因为我们看到说主是回答他是说马大马大你是为很许多事思虑愁烦所以主知道马大的心。
Yeah, so when Martha saw that she was doing all these by herself, she was doing that alone, the Lord is actually watching her.
所以当马大自己以为说他是在自己在外面为事忙乱的时候事实上主在那个时候也正在关心着他。
But thank God, Martha didn't just murmur or keep these thoughts, these feelings to herself.
我们实在感谢主，马大并没有把这些抱怨或者这些感觉藏在他自己心里而已。
You know, the trouble is that oftentimes that we felt like, oh, I'm heavy laden, I'm tired, or nobody understands me, right? Especially for our young brothers and sisters. This is very normal for us as a human.
所以很多时候我们特别是对年轻青年弟兄姊妹有这样感觉就是好像是我自己独自一人在担这个重担忙很多事情服侍的事情这个感觉其实是很正常的。
But the trouble is that we have these feelings, we have these, but we do not bring them to the Lord.
但是问题就在于我们有这些感觉的时候我们没有把这些感觉带到主面前。
We either keep them in our hearts,Or we dump to others in anger.
我们好像把这些事情藏在我们心里，然后在我们自己上。
Dump to others in anger. Yeah, dump to others in anger.
好像把我们把这些感觉藏在自己心里，而把我们自己的愤怒倾倒在其他人身上。
But Martha brought this to the Lord.
但是我们看见马大把这个感觉是带到主面前。
When she came to the Lord, she gave the Lord a chance to teach her to show her grace.
因为我们看到说，当马大把这个感觉带到主面前的时候，他就给主了一个机会来能够教导马大。
So brothers and sisters, especially for our young brothers and sisters, bring all your feelings to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们特别是青年的弟兄姊妹们我们都应该把我们的感觉来带到主面前。
We don't have to hide.
我们不需要把这隐藏起来。
Because he knows and he cares.
因为主知道而且主看顾我们。
So here the Lord has to call her twice. Martha, Martha.
所以在这里我们看见主耶稣要叫她两次。马大马大。
Because, you know, she was all in herself.
因为我们知道这时候的马大是完全沉浸在自己的里面。
So the Lord has to call her twice to get her attention, to turn her attention back to the Lord.
所以主必须要叫他两次好像把他的注意力转回到主那边。
That's the deliverance from our self-life.
这是一个救我们自己脱离己生命的一个拯救。
Yeah, this is also what we need to hear from the Lord.
这也是我们必须要从主那边能够听见从主那边所听见的。
So here the Lord showed her what's in her heart.
所以在这里主就把他心里的光景显明出来。
And the Lord says that you're anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary.
因为他主是这对马大这样说，你为许多事思虑烦恼，但是不可少的只有一件。
Yeah, so I think that, so this is the fourth point. It's about one thing. One is necessary.
我想这就是我要交通的第四点，就是只有一件事，只有一件事是不可少的。
The Lord didn't mean that all the things are worldly or secular, we shouldn't do them. It's not what he meant.
主在这里并不是说哦，所有这些世俗的事我们都不需要去做。
He didn't say that we should just focus on meeting or reading the Bible.
因为主并不在这里说哦，我们只需要说注意到哦，有读经，有聚会。
We still have our human responsibilities. We should do.
我们在做人上面仍然有很多责任，我们需要尽的。
But there's an essential element.
但在这里有一个很基要的一件事情。
Yeah, I think that nowadays we all know what is the word essential, right? All business could be shut down, but there's essential business that still can open.
现在我们都知道说什么是必要的，因为我们知道在疫情期间很多很多商业活动要必须停止，但是所谓的基要的这些重要的这些商业活动可以进行。
Yeah, so the Lord himself is actually that essential.The necessity in all things.
因为我们事实上我们知道主自己，他就是我们生命中那不可少的那件事。
Last week, Brother Sam mentioned this verse. It's Romans chapter 11, verse 36.
上一周孙弟兄有交通到 Brother Sam， 孙弟兄有交通到罗马书
11章36节。Yeah, here I'll just read that quickly. For from him and through him and to him.Are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
我要很快读一遍。因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，也归于他，愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。Amen.
From him, that means he initiates, he guides.
从他，本于他，就是说是主开始这个工作的。
Yeah, and through him, that means by his strength, by his grace, and by his life.
那么倚靠他，就是说靠他的能力，靠着他的恩典，靠着他的生命。
And to him is for his glory and for his purpose.
那归于他就是说是为着他把荣耀都归于他。
In other words, the Lord should be all and in all.
所以换句话说，主应该是在一切，主是一切，也应该在一切之内。
So this is the one that is necessary.
这就是那不可少的那一件事情。
Yeah, if Martha could do all things, but if there'sIt's not from him, not through him, not to him, then all the best that she could do loses flavor, loses its meaning.
所以马大虽然做了许多事，如果那些事情不是本于他，依靠他，也归于他，归于主的话，那这些事情都变成枉然了。
Yeah. And then, so then we come to the fifth point.
那我们就来到第五点。
The Mary has chosen the good portion.Which will not be taken away from her.
这里讲到说，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
And we already mentioned that this one thing is necessary, and then the Lord said that's a good portion.
因为我们刚才讲到说，那不可少的只有一件，而主在加上说，这是那上好的福分。
Just that is Himself.
也就是说，是主自己。
But then, How do we choose the good portion? How do we choose himself in our life?
但在我们的生活里面，我们怎么样来选择上好的福分？如何来选择主自己呢？
While I meditate on this passage, I felt the Lord reminds me another passage that we are all familiar with.
当我在思想这件事情的时候呢，主就把另外一段也是我们很非常熟悉的经文，把它打开给我。
That is in Isaiah chapter 40.Verse 27 to 31.
那里是在以赛亚书40章27节到31节。
I think I'll probably just read it really quick because we don't have much time left.
我们在时间不多，不过我很快的可以把它读一遍。
Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths should faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They should mount up with wings like eagles. They should run and not be weary. They should walk and not faint.
以赛亚书40章27节，雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何说我的冤屈神并不查验？你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不匮乏。
So we are all familiar with this passage.
我们这些经文我们都非常熟悉。
But what does it mean to wait for the Lord?
但是在这里讲到说等候耶和华，等候是什么意思呢？
I think most of the time we our understanding is to wait for God's timing.
很多时候我们的理解好像说、哦、等候主的 时间。
Or we need to spend time with the Lord, which is right.
或者说我们应该花时间来与主亲近，这是对的。
But the Hebrew word, which is translated to wait for or wait upon, literally means to bind together.
但希伯来原文在这里等候，它的原文的意思呢，事实上是和主绑在一起的意思。
It is like making a rope by twisting threads together.
因为这好像说，当我们要做一根绳子的时候，我们是很把很多这些线细的线把它绑在一起。
Yeah, so here is a rope.
在这里我手上有一根绳子。
You can see a rope, but if you break it, you can see there are many threads that was twisted together.
因为我们若把这个绳子拆开的话，我们看见有很多细线，它们是捆在一起的。
Then so when these threads are twisted together, they are bound together, there are no longer many threads, but it is a one rope as an entity.
也当这些细线缠在一起的时候就变成一个绳子。
And then you can imagine if just one thread wants to move, it has to wait for the rest of the threads to go together.
也当我们看到一根绳子里面虽然很多细线，但是这些其中一根线如果想要动的话，但是它动不了，它必须要等待其他的线一起。
All these threads no longer work individually, but they work together and they have more strength.
当这些每个细线它们不再个别自由的行动的时候，它们一起的时候就产生了力量。
And this means to wait for the Lord.
这就是原文的意思，等候。
To be bound together with the Lord.
就是说与主耶稣一同绑在一起。
Are we bound together with the Lord today?
我们是不是和主绑在一起呢？今天。
So this is what Mary chose.
这就是玛利亚所选择的。
When she chose to focus her attention on Jesus,
当她选择说她的焦点必须要在主身上的时候，
naturally she was bound together with the Lord.
她自然的就与主绑在一起了。
And so what she did was from him, through him, and to him.
所以她所做的就是本于他，依靠他，也归于他。
And the Lord here shows Martha this grace was available for her as well.
所以主耶稣在这里就看见说这个恩典也是对也是让马大可以得到的。
And the same grace is available to all of us.
而同样的恩典是让我们每个人都可以支取的。
And even more, because now the Holy Spirit is with us and is in us.
但是更重要的是现在神的圣灵与我们同在，而且住在我们里面。
But it's up to our choice.
但是呢，选择权却在我们里面。
What do we choose today?
我们今天要选择什么呢？
Do we choose him to give our Lord, to give the Lordship to him, to fix our eyes on him?
我们今天是选择主吗？是不是把我们眼睛定睛聚焦在主的身上吗？
If so, then we'll find our strength renewed.
如果是这样的话，我们就发现我们可以重新得力。
And we will run and not be weary, we shall walk and not faint.
那我们就可以奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
And as the Lord says, the group portion, will be ours and no one can take away.
那就正如主所说的，这上好的福分就是我们的了，谁都不能夺去。
I think that's, thank the Lord, that's something we can prepare every day.
我想感谢神，这个是我相信是我们每天都可以预备的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Father, we thank you for you are truly the living God.
父王，我们感谢你，因为你实在是带领我们的神。
The all-wise God, the all-loving Lord.
是一个全知的神，而且是爱我们的主。
Thank you that we commit ourselves into your hands.
主啊，我们再次把我们自己交在你的手里。
We confess that we cannot do by ourselves.
我们承认说，靠着我们自己，我们无法做。
Lord,be our Lord and our Master.
主啊，你是我们的主，也做我们的主人。
Thank you that you start a good work and you will finish.
谢谢你，因为你动了这善工，你必成全。
Help us every day that we choose wisely, that we choose you.
帮助我们每天能够有做智慧的选择，就是来选择你。
Truly, you are the best. You're the best portion we can ever have.
因为你实在是那最好的，是我们所有能够拥有的是最好的。
We give you all the thanks.
我们把所有的感谢归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 好，感谢主，今天早晨我们可以一同聚在他的面前。
Thank the Lord for we can gather together this morning.
好，我们接下来有一些简单的事情，弟兄姐妹报告一下。
We have some short announcements.
我们周二的祷告聚会，周五、周六的读经聚会都是在网上。
All the meetings, including Tuesday night prayer meetings, Friday night Bible study, and Saturday meetings are all online.
我们请弟兄姐妹到我们聚会的网站上其中有详尽的时间和内容。
So we ask brothers and sisters, please check out the schedule on our website.
我们儿童的聚会和主日的聚会也都是在网上。
For children ministries, all the meetings are online as well.
我们来提醒呢儿童的家长们和你们的孩子们一同来读圣经。
And we want to remind the parents to read the Bible with your children at home.
我们要来下个主日的聚会是玛丽弟兄为我们交通。
Next Sunday, we'll have Brother Lima share with us.
有曲浩宇弟兄翻译的服事。
And Brother Nelson Chu will translate.
我们请弟兄姐妹们继续为着为我们两位弟兄祷告，也为我们自己祷告。
And so, brothers and sisters, please pray for each other and pray for Brother Lima and Nelson.
我们也继续为着美国和全球这个疫情来祷告。
And we should pray continually for the pandemic in U.S. as well as in the whole world.
我们真是把我们自己放在主的手里。
And we commit ourselves into God's hand.
我们说愿主的旨意快快的成就。
May His will be done quickly.
我们今天的聚会就停在这里。
And this will conclude our meeting today.
弟兄姐妹，我们再见。
We'll see you very soon.